This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Friday, November 6, 2020. And the market decided to give up a little of its gains. It's pretty strong gains since the day before the election? Anyways, it had a pretty strong move, as you all saw. But today, not so strong. And I'll give you the numbers here in a minute. And we still don't have a winner. We don't know who the president is, but it looks more and more and more clearly that it's going to be Biden and not Trump. Trump will not get reelected. That's what it looks like to me, and I think most people are starting to understand that. Okay? Now, I know there's lots of litigation and disputes and all that stuff. I think that's much to do about nothing. I don't think anything's going to come of it. You know, just my opinion, and I've been watching a lot of elections, and I don't think it's really going to matter. Anyways, that's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with it looks like a Democratic president, a Republican Senate, and a House representatives with a majority for the Democrats, even though the majority looks like it's going to be less so than it was. So, and you know what? Stock market likes gridlock. It likes it a lot. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think that's what we saw in this recent rally. So we're going to have to deal with some uncertainty. There's still going to be, you know, infights about who won, who didn't win, and all that stuff. So that's probably mean more volatility until that's done. But it also means with the election behind us, when we finally find out, you know, settle into who's present, that we'll finally get to movement on the stimulus package. At the same time, we're dealing with a lot more COVID cases. Are we going to re-shut down? I mean, the economy is just starting, you know, had a big, strong bounce up, and it looks like, you know, the employers are just starting to feel a little bit better with a good, strong jobs report this morning, and for last month, anyways. And are we going to re-shut down? And I think that would be a mistake. But who am I? I'll tell you who I am. I'm Steve Peasley. And today, in this program or podcast, I will do my best to provide you with unbiased, clear answers to your financial questions. Any investment questions or anything about money, we'll talk about. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know the answer. But I got a lot of software sitting in front of me that helps me get the answers that you need. So I'll be happy to talk to you about that stuff. But give me a call. 888-99-CHART. It is a call-in show, and you drive the show. The market was mixed today. The Dow was down 67, not much. Then the NASDAQ was up 4, also very little. And the S&P down 1. So a mixed market, nothing much happening today. Let's see. Remember, your calls are very important to me, and they're very important to the show, and you are the driver, where we go, what we talk about. So let's go ahead and take our first call. Remember, the number is 888-99-CHART.
I'm from New Meadows, Idaho. I am thinking about buying IIPR, Innovative Industrial Properties Incorporated. What do you all think? Thank you.
Okay, this is a REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, REIT. Remember the definition of REIT? A REIT has to be related to real estate in some way, the company, and it has to pay out 90% of its earnings in the form of a dividend. And if it does that, it doesn't have to pay any corporate income tax. So that's what the definition of a REIT is. This is a REIT that targets acquisition of industrial real estate assets that are used for growing medical use cannabis. And did you see that? Like, I think it was 5 states legalized marijuana in this recent election. And it seems obvious that that's the direction that it's going. Still illegal federally, but each state, more and more states are legalizing it. So, I like the fact that it targets acquisition of industrial real estate assets that are used for growing medical use cannabis. And actually, I like this one a lot. This is on our watch list to buy. I think it's a strong candidate. It's going to make $5 this year after making $3 last year, and it's going to make $7.69 next year. It's a $152 stock, so it's not cheap, but it's growing its sales 180 to 210 to 270% per quarter. Sales are skyrocketing. So I like it. It has broken out. I think you close your eyes and probably buy it. And, you know, the dividend is only 2.8%, but, you know, that's because the stock price is pretty high. But that's what I would do. I kind of like it. If you're listening to Invest Talk, I'm Steve Peasley, and there's no denying it. We are moving quickly through the fourth quarter. Well, first month is gone. We're 6 days into the second month of the quarter already. Christmas, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and Christmas is right behind it. But in the current economic and political pandemic depressed environment, investors have to be prepared for volatility. This is still going to continue. I think it will calm down later next year. I really do. We should talk about that if you want to talk about it. My number is 888-99-CHART, and we are live right now.
Fourth quarter is moving fast. There's an autumn chill in the air and uncertainty in the markets. So you've got finance and investment questions for Steve and Justin. And the phone lines never close. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Okay, my focus point today. Concerns a story. Remote workplaces may forever change the way U.S. states tax wage income. Now, I have some personal experience with this because I worked in Manhattan and lived in New Jersey. Manhattan, New York. I lived in Jersey. So what taxes do I pay when I was way back then in my younger days? So that's what the story is about. So that, I think you'll find that interesting. Also, I'm going to talk about the coronavirus and how it's doubled in some of the states. And what does that mean for us? Also, did you know that there are 10,000 people retiring every day? Well, the baby boomers, and that'll continue to happen until 2030. So I've talked about this subject many, many times, and I will continue to talk about it as long as it affects me, you, and how we manage our money, how we invest it. Okay. And do you know what fractional shares are? Fractional shares. Do you know you can buy a fraction of a share? And that's what we're going to talk about today if we have time. I hope we have time. I think these are informative topics personally. Okay, so let's get straight going. Remember, you can call live. We're live every day, 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. But here is a call from San Diego. Will, he's live. How you doing, Will?
Oh, pretty good, Steve. I certainly enjoy your show and all that you all do for the investors.
Thank you.
Couple of questions. One is, could you explain EBITDA and what kind of numbers do you look for in EBITDA?
Earnings before EBITDA. Earnings before tax, interest, you
know. Amortization and depreciation.
Amortization. Thank you. So that's the earnings of a corporation before those things. So you have earnings, right? So you have
right.
Earnings are derived from, like, okay, here's a cost of sales. This is how much it costs to make my widget or sell my service. And here's what's left over for the charges I have. Okay? That simple is earnings. Now, but from that earnings, I got to pay things. I got to adjust it. I got to pay taxes, earnings. So EBITDA is before all that things, before I amortize any depreciation over a period of time of my good, of like airplanes are really depreciated items, right? So all that, we're talking about is EBITDA is earnings before all that stuff. Okay, so that's the simple explanation of what that is. So it's sales minus the cost of sales. That's it. No other things taken into consideration. Reason why do we do that? Why do we care about that number? That would be a good question. And the reason is because the other numbers distort what the earnings really are, right? Because amortization, you can amortize the cost of your manufacturing facility over 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, and that changes how much, you know, changes the amount of earnings based on just that kind of movement in amortization. So you really want to know the really dirty down secret of how much earnings grew or shrunk. You look at them before EBITDA. What they did last quarter, this quarter, next quarter, what they did last year, this year. Look at that before EBITDA, and you get a much better sense of, are they really making money before all that fancy schmancy, you know, counting procedures? That's what that means. Good call. Good question, too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Coming up, I will go over my, you know, this is Friday, right? Friday. Usually we go over the newsletter on Friday. So time permitting, we'll do that. Other topics. Oh, let's go straight to, well, we already did that to Mac, so we're not going to do that. Okay, usually on Friday, I also give you some numbers, right? Some benchmark numbers. Two-year treasury yield is at 0.15. Boy, I think how small that is. You buy a two-year treasury, and you get paid 0.15% per year for lending the government money. Meanwhile, inflation's at 1.4%. So you're losing money. You're losing money. Real terms, you're losing money. Even if you buy the 10-year treasury, 0.81, which has been going up, you're still, that's less than 1%. Remember, inflation is 1.25, 1.4. Gold is at 1953, coming back a little bit from its, you know, its doldrums of the last couple of months. Oil is selling at $37 a barrel. The national average for gasoline right now is $2.11. In California, it's always a dollar more, $3.17. It's even more a dollar, more than a dollar now. And in Texas, and that's where you want to be if you need to buy gasoline, $1.78 per gallon. Okay, we're going to go talk to John in Santa Cruz, and he wants to talk about XOM. John.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good, John.
Good. So, well, the reason I called is I keep hearing that Exxon may cut their dividend, and I'm wondering about the strategy of selling it ahead of that and just, you know, buying the XLE with that money and then waiting
well, you do
to
know
see what
that,
happens. Or
well, you do know that ExxonMobil is a part of XLE, right? I mean, XLE
yeah,
is the,
everybody, 10 or 15%, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. XLE, everybody, is the ETF, energy ETF, that tracks the S&P Energy Select Sector. Okay, so John's thinking, well, here's XOM, which is ExxonMobil. They pay a really high dividend at 10.6%, but that was before COVID and before oil got crushed. So he's saying there's rumors that they will cut their dividend, and I think it's very possible. That they're probably, it would be, they still have really good cash flow of $6.76 a share, a stock of $32 a share. So they could still pay the dividend at 10%. And they have, I don't think they've cut their dividend forever, but it is possible. I did notice that they're laying off people and cutting costs. So about that strategy, What's XLE paying? You know, if ExxonMobil cuts their dividend, other energy companies would do the same thing. But it will give you diversification. That's the thing it will do. John, appreciate the call. Okay, are we at running low on time? So I'm not going to be able to get to this this right here. From time to time, I think it's important to remind listeners what we do at Invest Talk, and I'm going to do that after this break. 888-99-CHART is our number, 888-992-4278.
This is InvestTalk. Please tell your friends and family members that they can download our weekday podcast for free anytime at investtalk.com or iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And when you download and listen, please be sure to rate our podcasts. Our Anytime Listener line is open, and Steve and Justin are taking your calls now. 888-99-CHART.
Okay, 888-99-CHART, and I just wanted to remind you at KPP Financial, my company, we practice parallel investing. What does that mean? That means I buy the same thing for me as I do my clients, at the same price, same time. Okay, so I try to be on the same side of the table as all my clients. I really want to be. So I also encourage you to take advantage of our free portfolio view assessment. You can do it via telephone, Skype, or live Jive meetings. You can send us a message, email through investtalk.com. Just click on the Contact Us button there and just send me an email. We'll answer you. I or Justin will be the one answering you. Or you can call KPP Financial directly in Irvine, California, if you wish. And, of course, there's no obligation. You call or you talk to us. You'd be amazed how non-aggressive we are. We are not one of these people, these companies that push for you to invest in it with us. We don't do that at all. I want to help you. Whether it's just managing your money, I would love to do that. Don't get me wrong. But if it's just to help you, guide you a little bit, I'd be happy to do that as well. I really would. So, love to hear from you. Give us a call. Send me an email. Okay. I like to keep things moving pretty fast, as you know. So let's take another live call. Alex in Virginia. Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How's it going?
Thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So I just wanted to ask you thoughts on a stock. It's called Jumia. It's ticker symbol JMIA. So I've had a lot of success with e-commerce, other continents like Mercado Libre with Meli. So this one is it's a really speculative stock. They say it's like the Amazon of Africa. So obviously Africa's a little behind with e-commerce. So I see it as a play. I know it's super speculative. I've even seen that there's some short interest in it. So I know there's a lot of risk with it, but just wanted to see what your thoughts were of it technically as well. And you can give me your feedback on it kind of moving forward.
Okay. This is a German-based company, provides e-commerce services to customers in Africa through online. Okay. Jumia Technologies, symbol GMIA. It's a fairly new company. It went public in 2019 in the beginning, March, May, June time frame. It's trading below its IPO price, it looks like, or really close to it. Right now, it's coming up to a triple top. It topped in August, right at this area, around $20. Today is at $18.95. And it did it again in the middle of last month, and here it is at that top again, $18.95, $19, maybe $20. So this is the area it's having trouble breaking through. Now, normally I would say, okay, this is very speculative, which it is, because they're going to lose $2.33 a share this year, $2.04 next year. So they're losing money. But normally I would say, well, at least it's growing sales really fast and that could support the stock. But it's not. This most recent quarter, sales fell 9%. The March quarter before that, it was 11%. Before that, they were growing sales 12 to 50% per quarter. So my question is obviously COVID hurt them, I'm assuming. Will they return back to that 12 to 50% sales growth per quarter? If they are, maybe it's worth, $20 a share. But I don't think it's worth much more than that. That doesn't mean it can't skyrocket. It can if sales skyrocket. But right now they're not. So I'm a little bit concerned. We're talking about sales less than, we're talking about $920,000 worth of sales in the last quarter. So it's not a lot. Pretty speculative. I think it's topping again. And I wouldn't be surprised if it falls down again. So But it looks like it finds really good support at $7. But between $7 and $20 a share, that's a huge spread. Huge spread. Good luck with it. I hope it works for you. 888-99-CHARTER is our number, 888-992-4278. The talking point, main talking issue today. How U.S. states' tax wage income may be forever changed by remote work. Okay, so I lived in New Jersey. I commuted into New York, Manhattan, and worked there. So I paid New York, Manhattan taxes. That was state income tax, city income tax, and all the other taxes you know we're all familiar with. Very high tax rate. But I lived in New Jersey. So now we have a situation, especially with COVID-19 happening, everybody's shifting work from home. We're already moving in that direction, right? We were already moving in that direction. So there's now lawsuits about where should you be taxed? Because people work from home. They don't even go into a different state. They can go to any state they want and work from home. So where should they be taxed? The end of the year is fast approaching. Events that all investors watch include high-profile stock splits. And Apple stock is splitting 4-for-1, as you know, back in August of this year. So we're all looking for those kinds of things. So my trivia question today is, how many times has Apple stock split since it went public on December 12, 1980? Looking at the S&P 500, which year in the past decade had the largest number of stock splits? So that's my trivia question. I'll have the answer for you after the break. But before you can give me a call now, 888-99-CHART.
Numbers are elusive.
But if it goes to zero, do you lose all your money?
They're always changing.
Their debt-to-equity ratio is fairly low.
InvestTalk listeners know it's all about the numbers.
I'm 82. I'm interested in knowing what the recommended withdrawal rate would be.
So the questions keep coming.
I question regarding real estate.
Everything counts.
I was wondering if you could shed a little bit more light on ExxonMobil.
Let's go to Justin in Orlando. He wants to talk about 403Bs.
Let's go to Kurt in Phoenix.
Hi, Steve. Love the show.
Steve Peasley and Justin Klein, thank you for your continued support.
I really appreciate your insight and your understanding of the market and financial business.
Since it all started, the total number of InvestTalk downloads has now exceeded 25 million.
Hi, guys. This is Leanne from San Diego. Love your show. Thanks for answering my question.
InvestTalk.com. Look at the calendar. We are into November and on our way to Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Of course, the holidays may look a little different this year. But now, you've got finance and investment questions. Steve and Justin welcome your calls. InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Okay, before the break, I gave you a trivia question, but before I answer that, I wanted to finish up my point I was talking about about the state taxes. If you live in a different state than you work, but you're taxed where your office is that you never use. For instance, say you're hired by a New York company and you live in Kansas City. You never went to the office. You never interviewed there. You work everything online, never had anything to do, lived in Kansas all your life. And you're paying New York City and state income tax. Why? You don't. That's not where you work. That's just where the office is, the home office. Why should you be paying taxes there? And do you know there's no laws that address this issue? So why? And it's worse on the East Coast because a lot of states are small and close together. I mean, Rhode Island is, 25 square miles big? So it's easy not to work in Rhode Island, work in a different state. So what state taxes do you owe? What if your states disagree with each other? So this problem is now coming to a head because of COVID and more people working out of the home. So it's not resolved and there's no real answer to it either. It's going to be a Supreme Court issue someday. Okay, the trivia question, everybody. Before the break, I gave you this trivia question. How many times has Apple split their stock, their public stock? And they went public in 1980. So So how many times have they split? And looking at the S&P 500, which year in the past decade had the largest number of stock splits? Now, as you may have noticed, high-profile stock splits can apply peer pressure on other pricey stocks. In the early 2000s, late 1990s, stock splits were pretty common. Since then, they have not been so common. Okay, so an Investor Business Daily analyst released in August speculated that we may have some big-ticket stock splits coming up soon. Amazon comes to mind. So potential candidates include expensive stocks. As I said, Amazon. That was the first one that came to my mind. What else? Google, maybe? Alphabet, maybe? So how many times has Apple really split their stock since 1980? 5 times. Apple split their stock, a 4-for-1 split on August 28, 2020. That's just passed. A 7-for-1 basis in 2014. 2-for-1 in 2005. Okay. And the S&P 500, which year in the past decade had the largest number of stock splits? Which year? 2011 and 2012. They were tied. 18 splits that year. 2019 had 5. 2018, there were 5. In 2017, 7. 2016, 11. 2015, 16. 2014, 12. So they're not unheard of. Now, since 1990, the history of the Coca-Cola company showed it had 11 stock splits in 100 years. So, gives you an idea. Gives you a good idea. We're going to go talk to Noel in Napa. He wants to talk about BGS. How you doing, Noel?
Great. Steve, good to hear you. BGS beat their earnings estimate by a penny yesterday, and it was kind of strong today, I guess, but pull back some. But just kind of get your long-term view if you're still feeling pretty good about BGS and doesn't seem to want to break out above 30. What do you think long-term on that one?
BGS is a really good company, everybody. They manufacture shelf-stable food products such as jellies, hot sauces sold in the U.S. and Canada. It's a $1.8 billion company. The stock's priced at $28.68, and they're going to make $2.22 this year. But they're expected to make less. And that $2.22 was a big jump this year. Obviously, COVID, people staying home, buying more of their products. And the stock moved up, but nothing dramatic. It's at $28. And it's gonna. So if it makes $2.22, what is that, 12, 14 PE? And the range is 6 to 24, so it's kind of in the middle. So I think... I like BGS a lot. They pay a nice dividend at 6.6%, and they can afford to do that. That's about a 50% payout ratio, so they can continue to pay their dividend, and it's a high dividend. I don't know if you can own this stock for growth. I think you own it because it pays a dividend. I don't think it has a hard time, as you'd say, getting too high of a price. I mean, back in 2016, it got up to $52 a share. Okay, last year, 2009, $30. The year before that, $35. The year before that, $47. And so I just don't think it's going to go much higher. I mean, it could go up to $35, $40. But between $30 and $35 is probably a fair price. Meanwhile, you get that 6% dividend. So that's your best bet. So I just don't think it's not one of those stocks you buy for huge growth because it's probably not going to happen. Okay. Appreciate the call, Noel. Thank you. The KPP premium newsletter was distributed to subscribers today and clients. I sent it to clients as well. And of course, it's packed with information. I think it's helpful information in the market conditions section, the first section. I said this is a monster week for market moving events. Obviously, the presidential election was the most striking. There was talk of a blue wave, circumstances where the Democrats would take over the presidency, the Senate, giving them complete control of both houses. Apparently, the blue wave was not seen, and Senate will likely remain in Republican hands. But a presidency will probably go with the Democrats. So investors, for investors, a little history might be instructive. Stock markets do better when the presidency is held by a Democrat versus a Republican. And it does much better if it's a split power, not all power with one party or the other. I even have some numbers for that. I think I wrote some numbers down. I saw on a statistic. Yeah, Did I? I think so. Yes, I did. Maybe I can share them with you if we don't. So anyway, that was in the first part of the newsletter, talking about the economy and its strength and how many jobs were produced. It was a pretty strong jobs report out this morning. I don't know if you saw that, but much stronger than expected. My fear is we're also having a pretty strong spike in COVID cases. And I think the politicians and everybody else in the world has frightened the news media, has frightened everybody so much about the COVID issue that we're going to have another reshot down of the economy in various states. And that, of course, is going to slow down our recovery here. Whether you should or shouldn't, I'm not making a statement about that. But personally, I think we should not shut down. I think we should take action, cautious action, but not reshut down any economy. I think that's foolish. Because you do more damage, unintended consequences, suicides. People have to eat. They have to have a job. They have to. Anyways, on the portfolio management section, I talked about ADRs, American Depositary Receipts. You know what those are? Those are foreign companies trading on our exchanges here. They're in the form of ADRs. In other words, you can buy a foreign company on our exchange if they're sponsored by a big bank. And I go and talk about a little bit about that, what that means, ADRs, okay, and whether or not you should take advantage of. A couple of stock ideas. I looked at a big brokerage house, large network of brick-and-mortar brokerage branches, and buying another company. I also looked at a holding company which provides regional air services. You know, the airline business is, the airline business has really suffered and is going to continue to suffer for a while, but it will slowly climb back. So is there opportunities in that area? I talked about that in my stock idea there. And it's not one of the big airlines either, so you know. Consumer Watch. Remember last week I gave you the romance scam? Remember that? Well, this week I talked about the COVID-19 clinical trial scam. COVID-19 clinical trial scam. Can you believe it? So how do these works? Well, you know, lots of thousands of vaccines and treatments are being tested all over the country, and they're phase 1, 2, and 3 of testing and all that stuff. Well, phase 3, you have to use human test subjects. So many of these are perfectly legitimate. Most of them perfectly legitimate. But scammers, criminals, have created fake websites and promotional materials designed to take advantage of your natural, everybody's natural desire to help people. So what do? They tell you, hey, we have this trial we would love you to be part of. It's going to be this, that, and thank you very much. Here's all our material. So we need to know who you are, of course. You know, because of the way we do, we had to, report to the FDA about this, and so we had to make sure. So we need some personal information about you. Uh-huh. That's when you start getting in trouble. What kind of personal information? You should never give out Social Security numbers. Never give out numbers or anything about your bank account or anything like that to anybody. But you can see how you can get sucked in. Remember, these people are very good at this. Watch out for the newest scam, COVID-19 clinical trial scam. What a bunch of... I'm not very happy about it. Okay, remember, there's always lots of valuable information in the premium newsletter. It comes out every Friday. Every Friday morning, I send it out to subscribers. And if you want to be a subscriber, go to investtalk.com. And after subscribing, you'll get the full report every Friday in your inbox. Okay, and if any information I just given you caused questions in your mind, I encourage you to reach out to Justin or myself at KPP Financial, call our Irvine, California office, or send us an email message through investtalk.com. Okay, we like taking your questions, so let's get to one now from Texas. It came at the 888-99 chart number.
Hey, Steve and Justin, this is Kate in Austin, medium-time listener, first-time caller. I am calling to get your opinion on TSM, Taiwan Semiconductors. I bought it at 79. It's been on a bit of a tear. I'm wondering if I should sell it or hold or wait for a dip and buy more. Wanted to hear what your thought and love your show. Thanks for what you do. Bye.
Well, it looks like it's trying to break out here at $91.41. This is Taiwan Semiconductor, a huge company, $474 billion. Taiwanese maker of logic mixed signals, ICSs for fabless chip companies and integrated device manufacturers. It's going to make $3.43 this year. It made $2.17 last year. Next year, $3.70. So it's going to go up 8% more next year. Sales growth is in the last four quarters has been between 30 and 40%. Pretty strong sales growth. So it does look like it's breaking out. I would follow it with a tight stop. I don't think I'd add more. Depending on, you know, I just wouldn't unless it pulls back far enough to make you feel like. If it pulls back to like 80, 82, 83, maybe you can buy more then because that seems to be strong support right in there. But if it breaks out, just let it run and be happy. Okay, be happy. Okay, some states have doubled the coronavirus, doubled number of infections. 15 states have done that. So they had so many coronavirus cases, and now they're double, twice as much. 13 of those states are in northern climates. Now, this was predicted by our experts. They finally got something right. That the winter would show a spike in cases, and that's what we're dealing with. So it appears that it's happening in small family groupings and gatherings right now. Think about it. You're cold. You're indoors. You're all breathing the same air. It's better, and that's we know that that has been a problem because we saw that in the studies in New York City when the first happened. Where, you know, people in the same buildings would get the COVID and they didn't even leave their apartments because of circulating air. And the bacteria is very small. Bacteria, virus. The virus is very small. So it gets spread that way. So I just pointed out that, you know, I think it should happen. Remember, when we first got this, the whole effort of closing our economy down was to slow down the spread, not stop it, slow it down so we can get a handle in our hospitals and our, you know, find out how we can treat this. And we did. We succeeded in doing that. So I'm thinking now that we have treatments that seem to work pretty good, I know that the death rate is coming down. And we know who's vulnerable now and who you got to protect. I think we don't re-shut down because of that. That doesn't mean we don't take precautions, but I don't think we shut down again. So I thought that was kind of interesting. On the next Invest Talk, a story that looks looks at a report from J.P. Morgan. You know, J.P. Morgan, the big commercial bank, claims that stocks will have a best of both worlds post-election. So they're optimistic about next year. Very optimistic. That story is going to be Monday, everybody. For now, I'm Steve Peasley. I'm ready to take your questions live. I'm live Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Pacific time, 888-99-CHART.
Your objective is to work hard, plan well, and achieve financial freedom, right? You're in luck because Steve Peasley is here now. Ready to take your finance and investment questions. Call 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve. Since I'm now fully retired and no longer working, can I still put into my Roth on a regular basis because I've been having automatic withdrawals put in from my account, income account? which is not employed income anymore. Okay, thank you.
You cannot contribute to a IRA without earned income. Okay, so you got to have earned income to put in the Roth. So if you have the minimum 6,000, if you earn 6,000 this year, you can put 6,000 in your Roth. You can put the whole thing in there. But no, if you don't have any earned income, you can't contribute to your Roth. That's the rule. So if you're retired, don't have any, can't do it. Okay? Good question, Dope. I think most people don't know. And do you know the difference between a Roth and a regular IRA? We haven't gone over that. I think most people know. If you don't and you want to know, you can call and ask or send me an email and I'll explain. 888-99-CHART. 10,000 people retire every day. Most of these are baby boomers, my generation. Okay? And this is double the amount in 2000 when there was only 5,000 people retiring every day. This is going to continue to happen until 2030. 10,000 every day retiring. I'm just going to suggest of those 10,000 people retiring every day, be prepared to go back to work. You're going to have to do something. First of all, you're going to have to do something because you need the money, because most retirees don't have enough money to retire on. Second of all, you're going to be bored out of your mind. We're going to want to do something with your time rather than just sit around on the TV watching sports or whatever it is you're doing. You know, even if you do fun stuff like going fishing or golfing, you're going to do that every day? How many days a week do you want to do it? Yeah, you know, how long do you think it'll be before you get tired of doing it? Now, if you're ultra wealthy, you may be able to do lots of different things because you got the money. But for us regular folk, you know, you got to figure out what you're going to do with your time. Okay? Very important. Also, fractional shares. I wanted to get to fractional shares before the end of the show today. Fractional shares are becoming more and more prevalent out there. What are they? This is when you can buy a part of a share. You don't have to buy all of it. You don't have to buy the whole company. I mean, you don't have to buy a whole share. It used to be there was a minimum amount of shares you had to buy. There was many long ago. 100 shares was kind of a minimum. They don't want to sell 25 shares or 10 shares or anything like that. 100 shares. You buy 100 share increments, 100, 200, 300, 400. That's how it's done. If you did anything else, it cost a lot more money and it was crazy. The trading costs would eat into you. But today, big firms let you buy, you know, half a share, a third of a share. They'll let you do it. I mean, big firms too, not just small. Schwab, TD, Fidelity, Robinhood, E-Trade, Vanguard, Merrill Edge, big companies. Now, I'm not talking about DRIPS, dividend reinvestment program, where you buy shares from the company and they pay a dividend and they buy fractional shares because you don't have enough to buy a whole share. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about putting an order. I want to buy half a share of Amazon. Yeah, they'll sell it to you. So that's new. Well, fairly new, okay? But it's becoming more and more common. So just expect that. And, you know, I think that's just going to continue to happen, especially if they don't split stocks. The price of these stocks keep going up and up and up. A small investor, this is what this is aimed at. The small investor can't afford to buy a whole share. Or, you know, maybe they want to buy 10 shares of 10 different companies, a diversified portfolio. Don't want to buy, you know, a share of or two of one company, which is much riskier. So fractional shares will work out for that small amount. I think you should pay attention. Okay. How about past performance? I'm going to talk about before. Maybe I'll bring it up next week. Anyways, I'm out of time. I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. I will return next week, I promise. In the meantime, please tell your friends and family members that they can choose from over 100 archived InvestTalk podcasts as free downloads. Free. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, InvestTalk.com. You can download it from those places. And please remember to review and rate us. I really would appreciate that. And remember, we also stream the program live each weekday at the 4 o'clock hour Pacific time on InvestTalk.com. And one more thing. Independent thinking, shared success. This is Invest Talk, everybody. Have a great night.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president and Justin Klein, chief executive officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.